at you from a prime location. Basic bros in the Buckeye Nation. Jay Urba give you today's words and Ross White to keep you locked on that station.
Right.
Probably
right.
Waiting for this all your life. Is man.
Welcome to the Basic Bros. Welcome back. I'm Jordan Irvin.
I'm Ross White.
And
the voice of the voiceless this week. That's what we're going with.
I was gonna go with the Friday Fix. We're your Friday Fix.
Oh, Friday Fix.
We're your Friday Fix.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're the Friday Fix.
I think the voice of the voiceless sounds way too more emotional than what we actually are.
I feel like I am the voice of the voiceless.
I can't say that I would think that I am. I think that's too much obligation and responsibility for me at this time. I'm too emotional for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Okay. Well, good.
Speaking of emotional, we have Valentine's Day here in a couple weeks, and it looks like Warren Sapp was a little emotional.
Warren Sapp seemed to be very emotional. Unfortunately, I have a feeling he's even more emotional considering he has lost his job with the NFL Network. Warren Sapp was actually arrested for soliciting a prostitute this weekend. Ross, give me some analyzation of this in true analyst form to fill the void of Warren Sapp.
Well, Warren Sapp, as a true defensive tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the many years he played, and then at the Oakland Raiders at the end of his career. It looks like that old NFL player doesn't go off too well with all the ladies. And maybe he needs to use that old NFL money to find a lady.
Well, according to reports, cops say that two women told police they were at a hotel as escorts, quote unquote. They give themselves a fancy name.
Ladies of the night.
That's definitely
what I like.
Absolutely, I agree. And went to Sapp's room when an argument broke out over money. So I guess Sapp is maybe, I mean, tax season's coming up. He's pinching his pennies.
He's pinching something. That's what he's doing. I don't know what old fella's doing there. Jeez.
The women claimed that the argument turned physical and spilled out into the hallway. This is where it gets a little twisty-turny. Cops say that the women had injuries consistent with a struggle. Officials say when cops questioned Sapp, he was questioned and admitted involvement in the act of prostitution but denied assaulting the females. So...
yeah, I don't know. It's a weird story for someone who's beloved by the NFL community, I think. And
well,
now
Sapp's a man.
Not really.
Not
the man anymore.
Not really. If this is all true, obviously.
I mean, but we've had presidents and we've had different people in society get ladies of the night. So I don't like calling them prostitutes. I feel like that's
it's a sticky word. It's like Voldemort.
Like, it's like like if you call them ladies of the night,
it's
like
Ichigan.
Like oh, you're doing that, but. We'll give you this, like, nice name for it.
Yeah,
it makes it lighter.
Ladies of the night escorts, right? Maybe you're just lonely and need a date for an outing.
I personally will never solicit that service, personally, but...
no comment.
All right, well...
no, I'm kidding. But actually, I was misinformed. I said that Sapp had lost his job with the NFL Network. He's actually been currently suspended indefinitely without pay from the NFL Network, which, obviously, as it's shown in past, you mentioned there have been other people that have done this. If any of this holds true and he is actually criminally charged, he will most likely no longer be with the NFL Network.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy because actually didn't Greg Anthony do something similar to this recently?
Yeah.
With CBS Sports?
I think so.
And he also got canned from ESPN for something. So I don't know what's going on with these analysts.
Well, yeah, and right now, especially in the world of sports, because of the whole Ray Rice situation, I think the networks, the leagues, whatever, they're going to be looking at protecting women and helping out empowering women more. So I don't think these things are going to be able to fly anymore, which is probably a good thing because, we want to put people on TV who you can look up to, like ourselves.
Absolutely, 100%.
So if you're looking for a role model for your little three-year-old Timmy, right here, right
here.
Call us up. We won't call prostitutes.
And also, I feel like the lens is completely zoomed in on any issue of this nature anymore.
Yeah.
And especially because of social media. It's actually funny. It's not something we'll get into, but I read it earlier. I don't think I mentioned this, but I read an article that apparently, it just came out recently, Michael Jordan punched Will Perdue, former teammate, in Bulls practice one day. Just punched him clean in the face. And if social media was around then, that would have been a story for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But it just came out now, like, what, 15 years later plus?
Well, yeah, a lot of stuff, actually. Michael Jordan, one of the knocks on me as a sports fan is that I don't like Michael Jordan. And I will say anyone's better than Michael Jordan because I just don't think he was that good of a person. A lot of, the reason he left the NBA at first was because he was gambling on the sport. He was Pete Rose. Michael Jordan was Pete Rose in the system. And Nope, because he's the greatest of all time. It kind of got put under there. He cheated on his wife multiple times. He wasn't very nice to teammates.
He's not really the nicest of people.
He's not. And it's interesting now because you can't get away with that now. LeBron tries to pull that stuff now? No way. No way.
See ya, LeBron.
Yeah. So, but moving on. Kind of a little.
Keeping up with the trend.
Yeah, keeping up with the trend.
Suge Knight. Is charged with murder and could face life in prison. The famous hip-hop and rap producer from the early 1990s with West Coast affiliation during the famous West Coast-East Coast beef has been charged with murder. And I believe, I'm still trying to wrap my head exactly around what happened, but supposedly Suge claimed that two gentlemen were firing gunshots at him around like a local convenience store, and then he ran them over, running over Terry Carter and Clee Bone Sloan. His nickname was Bone, apparently.
Bone Sloan. Wow.
That's a pretty good name. Unfortunately, Bone, rest in peace, is no longer with us.
Was a pretty good name.
Was a pretty good name. Jesus. And Bone apparently Sloan. was arguing outside of the convenience store, and he ran them over and killed them. So this is on his now. He is facing his third strike, which is automatically life in prison.
Life in prison. It's obviously not good whenever you run anyone over, even if they're shooting at you. That'd probably put a damper on my day.
I don't understand why you would ever try and take out Suge Knight. Have you seen Suge Knight? Do you know his track record?
He
is an intimidating human being.
Yeah, well, yeah, he seems like a pretty scary guy, and the fact that he had the wherewithal to think, oh, these guys are shooting at me, let me run them over. Mine would be just get out, like bye.
Yeah, I would probably. Well, but let's think of it like this. I haven't looked at the like blueprints or schematics of it, but I'm sitting here thinking, dependent upon where he was parked, where his exit point was, or what was the most feasible to avoid this. Maybe he had to run him over. My thought process is absolutely a get out at all costs. .. Whatever it takes to get out. Because then you just plead in the self-defense.
Because, I mean, if you have nowhere to go behind you or to the sides and all it is in front of you is just running these two dudes over, I mean, pedal to the metal.
Sounds like something out of a movie.
I'm like Days of Thunder on that. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that a Tom Cruise reference? Days of Thunder? Yeah, that's late 90s.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Early 80s. Late
80s.
Can we get a fact check? When did Days of Thunder come out? My dad made me watch it.
I remember watching it as a kid. We'll have to figure it out. I don't know. Yeah. I remember watching Days of Thunder and Top Gun around the same time.
Yeah, I guess I have my phone. I could look it up on my phone.
But that's what we have an intern for, Tyler.
Well, so. He was trying to look it up on the computer recording us.
So probably not the best idea.
I was trying to throw him a bone and just say, look it up on your phone. But a little Bone Sloan over there.
But Suge Knight, his bail has been revoked because they view him to be a flight risk, especially with his prior crime record, as well as known for intimidating witnesses, which his bail has been set at $2.2 million. And I think Suge was just like, yo, throw it on the tab. I don't know what money Suge Knight still has left. We'll have to also find that out. But keeping up with the trend, I guess, there's a lot of crime that's been happening over this weekend. Super Bowl weekend's a big crime spree-ridden weekend, I think, with a lot of famous, prominent people, if you consider Moesha's brother prominent.
Moesha.
Do you remember that show?
I don't.
Okay, there was a show in the 90s of Moesha, and her brother in the show, he was actually arrested for DUI on Super Bowl night, and it made news somehow. I don't know why. I thought I'd at least throw that in there.
Oh, it looks like we have a fact check on what we were fact checking.
Anything that was more important than what I was saying.
I don't remember what we were fact checking. What were we fact... Oh, Days of Thunder. When did Days of Thunder come out? 1990. Oh, the year of my birth.
Oh, 91. Chronic came out, I came out.
Yeah, sure. But I'm a Days of Thunder baby now. I guess that's official. So
Days of Thunder.
That's like my Chinese New Year. Days of Thunder. That's right. Born of the Days of Thunder.
What day's your birthday?
March 20. Oh, I don't want the viewers. 6.
Oh, okay.
6.
So on March 20, bleep, can we watch Days of Thunder for your birthday?
Sure. I'm taking the week off of my old job, the old job, so I'm gonna. Yeah, we could definitely watch Days of Thunder. I don't know how we'll find it. I don't even know if they make it for Blu-ray.
Oh, what? Who said it doesn't need to be Blu-ray? I'm sure we could find a VCR.
I only watch classy television.
Watch classy television. Speaking of with class and keeping up with the trend of crime this weekend, I guess we're gonna rechange this from the entertainment segment to the crime beat.
Or when celebrities go bad. Bum, bum, bum.
So one of the infamous stars, personally a personal hero of mine growing up. Star of Power Rangers Samurai, Ricardo Mendina Jr.
Oh, Junior, not his father.
Not his father. No, I guess not. Has been arrested for stabbing his roommate with a samurai sword. Please put this in perspective for me.
Baller move.
How is it a baller move?
Oh, well, because think, I mean, only so many people murder people. I mean, you could kill him with a gun. You could poison him.
Run him over with a car.
Run him over with a car. This guy chose samurai sword in paying homage to to his childhood TV series.
Former fame. Amazing. Ricardo Mendina Jr. was star of Power Rangers Samurai, and accordingly, a fight busted Saturday afternoon, it looks like, after a fight broke out, between himself and his roommate Joshua Sutter. Medina retreated to his bedroom with his girlfriend, but Sutter forced his way into the bedroom. So he was asking for it.
Oh, so Sutter more or less.
He was instigating. He was instigating. And that's when Medina allegedly stabbed him once in the abdomen with the sword. I want to know a couple different things. A, did he get the sword from Power Rangers Samurai? B, does this mean Power Rangers are responsible? C, does this mean Power Rangers will never see the light of day again? D, does this mean my childhood was a fraud? Ross.
Well, there's so many questions in there to just tackle. I guess we can we I don't even know if we can fact check whether it's from the samurai sword or from Power Rangers.
I don't think they included a picture. I do know that he's still in jail and his bail has been set at $1 million.
Here's the important question. Which Power Ranger was he?
He was the Red Ranger in Power Rangers Wild Force. He was the lead.
He was so he was the
And then he went on to play Decker. I don't know exactly who's Decker on Power Rangers Samurai. Samurai came out in like 02 and at that point I'd moved on in my life.
I think that's the Power Ranger version of Dexter. Yeah, so he goes around and he actually kills people with a samurai sword.
Needless to say, he was a Red Ranger at one point in his life. And not on Halloween trick-or-treat when you're going with your friends. He was legit a Red Ranger.
I was a Red Ranger at one point. I was
Who wasn't a Red Ranger? I had a Power Rangers birthday party when I was like 16.
You do know he's not the first person of Power Ranger fame to go to jail. There's currently a Power Ranger on death row.
What? Tell me more.
Some knowledge on you.
Can we get a fact check on our Power Ranger on death row?
This is actually true. I believe his name is Tommy, and I believe he was a black Power Ranger for a moment of time, and then he transitioned to the white when they were doing like the good versus evil type storyline. Yeah. And him and way after the Power Ranger fame, him and his girlfriend acted like they were buying a yacht.
And Power Ranger
money.
Then
killed. Yeah, and fact checker, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but they killed the two yacht owners and just threw them overboard
and just took the yacht. That's a baller move. That's bigger than the samurai sword.
Yeah, I don't think we can actually, viewers at home, we don't really think these are baller moves.
No, absolutely.
We
not.
Just think
it's
these
terrible.
Are the dumbest ways to get
if we're talking
murder.
Like the world is Grand Theft Auto, then yeah, technically, it
yeah.
Would be,
if the world was Grand Theft Auto, but it's not. So
you would think that these Power Rangers cast members that would be arrested would be the like villains in these shows. Yeah. Like actual justice would happen in the world.
Yeah.
I think that would be better for the children to understand rather than the people that they're rooting for. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, this confuses people. I'm sitting here thinking about my little brother. He's 9. He's got to be confused.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what Power Rangers is.
I think it reminds us of the question, the old adage, what makes a good man go bad? And obviously somewhere along
sounds like
the way,
a Drake lyric.
Probably is. Do we think we get Power Ranger Drake to get to... And maybe we'll start a movement. PSA.
That's my Halloween costume. I'm going to be Power Ranger Drake.
What if that was our thing? Like, we save the Power Rangers instead of, like, the veterans? We're like, veterans, you're good. Power Rangers, we have some serious issues to deal with.
We do have some serious issues to deal with.
No, but, yeah, the sad days, man. Sad days.
Very sad days, I would say.
8-year-old me is crying on the inside. 8-year-old. All right.
Crying on the inside. Wow, that's pretty... Pretty happy. Well, at least we have some brighter things to look forward to.
Why don't we talk about something happy, something the viewers love, viewers at home love. What are you watching? What's on the docket for Jordan this week?
So I've actually been watching a ton of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Obviously, of course, I watched the Super Bowl. And to be honest, I've been kind of tied up with some other stuff, so I haven't had a ton of time to watch TV. But I really, it's ultimately just been Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's all I've been watching. It is hilarious. I've never been a huge Andy Samberg fan. Mm-hmm. I only liked Hot Rod, and that was pretty much it. Some Lonely Island songs were funny. Other than that, I really didn't like any of his movies, and he is spectacular in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's so stupid. It's
Detective
hilarious.
Jake Peralta.
Jake Peralta is amazing.
I'm a fan. I'm actually the one who suggested Jordan to watch
this.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
This is true.
So, no, it is a great show. It's very funny. I always stood by my assertion that Andy Samberg is everything Jason Biggs wanted to be.
Oh my God.
And it just makes sense.
You
I don't
just
know.
Inceptioned me.
I don't know why. I don't know why it makes sense, but it does.
Imagine Andy Samberg in all the American Pies.
It would have probably been better.
Nah, that's a tough call.
Yeah, you can't look in the past. But all I'm saying is, after American Pie, once the dust had settled from American Pie, Jason Biggs was like, all right, I'm gonna look at my career and I want to be Andy Samberg. But he couldn't because Andy Samberg was being Andy Samberg.
But Jason Biggs has still had some movies here and there. He was in that one movie with Dane Cook about the girlfriend or something. God,
David Silverman?
No, not that one.
He was in that. That was bad. That was real bad.
He was. I'll have to find it. I worked at the movie theater when it came
out.
He's
in Orange is the New Black.
Is he really?
Which is, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
It sucks. I want to watch
really?
It.
Really? I've heard only good things.
Oh, no. Everyone likes it. But I think it goes in the category where everyone just likes it because it's weird and stuff. Mm. But I think it's just trying to be weird to be weird. And
it did win a SAG award.
And for me, yeah, and I don't agree with that. You're going to say it should win a SAG. Like, best comedy. Let's talk about best comedies. Parks and Rec is out there. We have Big Bang Theory is out there. Modern Family.
Okay, I refuse to watch Big Bang Theory.
Well, you're wrong. I mean, I'm not up to date on Big Bang Theory, but man, it is intelligent. It's funny. The characters. I mean, I think everything else is pretty good.
All right. Well, there we go. Ross, what are you watching?
What am I watching?
Named like eight different shows.
Yeah, just named eight different shows.
Which one of those are you watching? And actually, for the record, it reminded me, I did watch some Parks and Rec recently.
I only said two shows. Fact check. Oh, we have 2 minutes left.
All right. So let's rock it. What are you watching?
I've been actually watching. I've been getting a little intelligent. America's Guide to the Presidents by History Channel. It's on Netflix now.
Sounds like snooze fest.
And no, it's not. It's riveting. I mean, it actually goes from the start of our country, 1776, and it starts going up periodically.
Fact check, is that real?
That is real. I don't need to fact check that. I'm just an American.
I thought it would just be funny if we had to fact check America's birth.
But it goes through all the different presidencies and who was a good president, who wasn't a good president, who was just kind of like, why are you president? And I've learned a lot about the leaders. And I think we're going to be actually talking about a little presidential stuff later. So I'll kind of save some of the knowledge I'm going to drop.
Put stuff
for
in there.
That.
Fun fact for you, my trivia crack question was asking about Martin Van Buren, and I didn't realize he was a U.S. president. So with that, folks, we're going to move on to sports.
Sports time.
Sports.
Oh.
Hey-o, sports.
Sports.
And now in sports. Super Bowl review. Super Bowl review.
Sports.
Super Bowl review. Yeah. So, Ross, I'm glad to see, you're well and alive.
I
was really concerned for a little while.
It's been a rough couple days.
It has been a rough couple days. How are you?
You know, I'm good. It hurt.
Gut-wrenching?
Yeah. I know a lot of people here, well, it's probably, they're watching this on Friday, so everyone probably doesn't even care about the Super Bowl anymore. But a lot of people, you know, they might need facts and stuff from the Super Bowl. I'm not going to be able to provide that because I stopped watching television after the game. Once it was over, I just turned off ESPN. I haven't watched anything sports-affiliated since. Needless to say, I'm a little emotional, but, you know, congratulations to the Patriots. They played a good game. They called the Seahawks bluff, you know. Seahawks, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword, and they definitely died by the sword.
No pun intended from our first segment.
It's like a Power Ranger just came in and just stabbed me right in my
God,
heart.
That's so bad. We're so terrible. Patriots won. Fourth Super Bowl in Tom Brady's career since, what, 2001 was the first one they won? I know they won 01. They lost 02. Or they didn't lose. I don't think they even went to 02. And then they won 03, 04. And then they've lost, like, two more.
To the Giants, yeah.
Yeah,
lost
and then
to the Giants.
And I think the thing that upset me the most was just watching Rob Gronkowski have a free pass for 2 days to be as stupid as possible.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski will go down as probably my least favorite player in NFL history.
He's a doofus. And it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's not though, because he's a big dum-dum.
And he is a
huge I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the Patriots anymore. I never was a fan of the Patriots, but I hate them now. They're down there with the Steelers and the Redskins for me.
I can understand
now.
I respect Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Oh, 100%.
They're masterminds and geniuses.
Yeah.
Hands down. Tom Brady will probably go down honestly at this rate as the best quarterback ever.
Yeah.
Just based off accolades. Oh. If you're going to talk about accolades alone, yes. I mean, because he's done it. He's been the regular season MVP. He led them to an almost undefeated season. He had the touchdown pass record in a single season until Peyton broke it, so he's put up the numbers. It's not like Russell Wilson, for example, right? He puts up mid-stat numbers, like around like 30 touchdowns a year.
He's a game manager.
Yeah, exactly. If he wins like 3 rings, he's definitely going to go down as a great.
Yeah.
But Brady has done so much all over. He's got the stats. He's got the wins. He's got the resume to be considered top 5 QB of all time.
Yeah.
Top 3 for that matter.
Yeah, and I mean, he does have some knocks. I mean, we could debate best quarterback of all time here.
And we should. We should do that. I'd like to do that someday.
Maybe sometime. If you guys want to see that, hey, Basic Bros QB debate.
Hashtag.
Hashtag it at first, not after.
Hashtag QB debate. We'll get there at some point, but... I mean, 3rd Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, and it's just a bummer because, let's be real here, Seahawks should have won that game.
They had it. I mean, the play call at the end, I understand the logic behind it, but at the same time, you've got beast mode. At least give it one chance.
You got Wilson, too.
Well, just
you got
one
two
chance. I understand if maybe it's 3rd down and you go for that play, but wasn't it 1st down? Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it like 1st and goal? It was 1st and goal.
Maybe 2nd.
You're on
second,
the 1-yard line. Beast mode was killing it on that drive. He almost put it in on his own, and at least give him one chance.
Yeah,
burn that timeout, because ultimately it lost you the game, and it was a hell of a pick.
Really,
I mean, it was an incredible interception.
We're really ripping the wounds right now.
I'm sorry.
We're really ripping the wounds.
I'm sorry. I want to go back to Gronk though, because I watched. I had ABC on last night for whatever reason, and he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and I just want to talk about I guess this will be my J Trend segment of the day. He wore a pinstripe suit. A pinstripe suit that was terrible. Like a typical blue pinstripe, thin stripes on the suit. It's black, right?
Total Gronk.
A light blue dress shirt that was unbuttoned. And then he wore some sneakers, which sneakers with a suit is in, but the ones he wore weren't. And the color matching was awful. And then he wore the Super Bowl champion backwards cap. But here's the worst part. His whole family was sitting front row at Jimmy Kimmel last night. He had a thing of roses to give his mother. And then he had a platter of like salami sandwiches that he fed his family, and then he grabbed 2 of them, threw them at his brother's face. That's how he came out to Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah, he's a clown. No question about it. He's a clown. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. And obviously, Rob Gronkowski lost that interview in your eyes. I don't know why where that even came
from.
Well,
it was so interesting because I was talking about earlier. He has like a free pass for 2 days to just do anything stupid. And just listening to him talk, he's an idiot.
Well,
hell of a football player, but he's an idiot.
I mean, and if you look 3 years ago, he wasn't the dumbest tight end on the Patriots because Aaron Hernandez.
It was so funny that you said that because I just saw a picture on Twitter that night that had a picture of him just looking like an idiot in a courtroom, and it said that chance that I had to win a Super Bowl if I didn't murder 3 people. which is terrible because we're totally like laughing about murder.
There was one where it was like watching the old team with the homies, and it was like all these people in prison. No, it's the Patriots, though. I mean, the Patriots. They have found a juggernaut. I wonder at what cost they found this dynasty, because there's too many questions. You know, there's the Deflategate, there's the Spygate. There is a player, one of your players, murdering 3 people. I mean, there's a lot of questions to ask about the Patriots and their legacy, but we'll just still look at the Super Bowls and we'll just tell them they're great. Look at what they do with Ray Lewis. Yeah. Everyone thinks Ray Lewis is great and he murdered people. So
apparently, that's the thing in the NFL. The plus side of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Halftime
show. Let's talk about this. This is something that makes me extremely happy.
I feel like this is what most women look forward to, as well as commercials, because they're not big football fans. And yet here we are, and we're really excited about.
Yeah, and I just saw something on Twitter. I didn't read it because I was like, this is nonsense. But they're like, oh, why did Katy Perry disappoint during the halftime show?
What?
She didn't.
I don't think she
disappointed
killed
it
at all.
It was amazing.
First off, Katy Perry is fine.
Oh, Katy Perry, total babe alert.
Hell
total
yes.
Total babe alert.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, you know, everything she did with her songs I thought was just really cool, really original. The stuff she did with Lenny Kravitz to try to make it okay to sing I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah, I get cool. that. Lenny Kravitz, I thought that was awesome, and it was actually really bad. I was watching it with some friends of mine who are teachers. They're high school teachers, and they... on social media, they follow their students to see what they say. And a couple of their students kept saying, I can't believe Cinna sings from Hunger Games.
Yes,
because these kids are so young, they don't know that Lenny Kravitz first started off as a musician.
Yeah. Man.
Isn't that terrible?
And then you play American Woman for them and they're like, I get it.
I dig it now.
I get it.
But no, I thought it was awesome with Lenny Kravitz. And let's face it, the one who stole the show Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott killed it, and it was so exciting
to
see her.
I got so
hyped. So good to see her.
That was her first stage performance, I think, 10 years?
Yeah, did you know she was going to be on?
No. I heard someone mention it about something that she was going to be somehow affiliated, and at first it didn't really hit me, and it was funny because I was telling people yesterday, I hated Missy Elliott when I was in middle school. That's when she was around. I thought the music was stupid. I didn't like it, and now I look back, that music was so ahead of its time.
And, you know, it was on point, and she was really a game changer for
it really was.
The music, like, hip-hop for women, just total.
She actually has five, you'll have to correct me, she's won 5 Grammys, or she has the most platinum-selling albums of any female rapper of all time.
Yeah, we'll fact-check that.
Yeah, which is huge. There's some sort of accolade. I read it yesterday, and it's something along the lines that I believe it's 5 platinum albums, and that's the most of any female rapper ever.
You don't have your Nicki Minaj. You don't have your Krayshawn. You don't have your, what's the other one?
Iggy Azalea. Banks.
You don't have those without Missy Elliott. So, kids, you better watch up, because it is worth it. Oh, 5 Grammys. It is worth it.
Let me work it. It was awesome. It was so awesome to see her. And she has taken a pause from music. That's why her absence has been for 10 years, because she suffers from Graves' disease. And that was huge. And actually, Missy Elliott, she looks really good.
Yeah, she does.
And she's actually, I don't want to make this sound rude, she's a lot older than I expected her to be.
Yeah.
Do you know how old Missy Elliott is?
No.
She is 43.
43. But I mean, you can do it. I mean, with today's modern medicine, you could still
do it. Oh, absolutely. So hopefully this means that she's going to be reunited back into the music world and making a comeback.
Yeah.
There were even a couple tweets that she exchanged. She was all like alive on Twitter yesterday. Yeah. Her four of her albums were back in the iTunes top 100 this week because of that performance alone.
That's awesome.
So that's awesome. So hopefully we'll see Missy Elliott soon. But I loved it. I've absolutely been listening to a ton of Missy ever since Super Bowl. So
yeah, no, it was a really exciting time. And it was definitely an upper from the commercials, which were the saddest things in the world.
The worst.
Like, literally, you would find, we were all talking about it, and you would get one funny commercial, and you're like, thank you.
Thank you for something. The Fiat commercial, the Doritos commercial.
Yeah, I know we were both fans of those.
I can't even remember what the third one, I thought we mentioned a third one earlier today, but I can't remember.
Clash
of Clans with Liam Neeson. That was funny. Thank you, intern.
It was really good, but a lot of those commercials were just so sad, and being a big fan of Nationwide as a company, they do a lot of good things in the greater Columbus area.
I don't know if it was the right setting.
Well, the funny thing was they bummed everyone out.
Anything?
But they had a commercial with Mindy from the Mindy Project.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Where she tried to kiss
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Just, never mind, I didn't want to kiss you anyways. Like, that was funny.
Yeah.
You let off with that, and then you close.
And then you close with this. Well, there's actually been a ton of outlash. There's been a lot of angry people about it because they felt that it was not the proper kind of commercial for a family setting, and they felt the Super Bowl was a family setting.
Yeah.
So there's been some backlash from it, but
maybe
either way.
Maybe those people are at home beating their kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think it's definitely an issue that we need to bring to light, but it was definitely a total bummer.
It was. But overall, if I had to grade the Super Bowl, I think this was definitely a great Super Bowl compared to years past. I remember last year I didn't even really care. I know you did, obviously.
I did.
But I thought halftime was great. Missy Elliott was awesome. I think that the commercials were a little bit of a downer. I thought we had a hell of a game, and that's really all that matters. And then on top of that, Ross, of course, unfortunately, I have to be the bearer of bad news, but we will have to arrange that haircut for you.
Since
it kind of did. If you tuned in last week to our episode, week before, we did arrange a bet where if the Seahawks did lose, Ross would have to get a haircut of my choosing. We're still fine-tuning some of those details, so stay tuned.
Yeah, it'll probably be towards the end of the month, maybe. I got a couple things going on where
we have a couple actual professional things happening in the world. So, but either way, it's going to be awesome. Stay tuned. We'll definitely have a video for that. But Ross will definitely be wearing a beautiful haircut. Please tweet us suggestions at @basic_bros for any haircut suggestions that you
have
for Ross.
Maybe #daddygetsahaircut.
#daddygetsahaircut.
Please don't hashtag that.
Please don't. And still #TylerDoublesDown because that hashtag's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
So, please.
And Tyler's going to double down as soon as we get our mitts on one of those double down dogs.
I refuse. I will never have that in my bank account statement.
Speaking
I purchased that.
Speaking of things that will make us sad, like the Seahawks losing or eating a double
down
dog.
Is this going to make me sad or is this fitting?
Let's talk about going to rehab with old Johnny Football.
I said I want to go to rehab.
And he said yeah.
So Johnny Manziel checked himself into a treatment facility. Keyword checked himself in. I have a feeling this was Browns pushing him to check in.
And really, let's be real here. it's probably like a day spa that he's at right now. He's probably getting massages, and they're like, hey, man, don't drink.
He's probably partying. He's probably still answering his phone or answering, holding up a stack of cash thinking it's his phone. I have a direct quote here from Brad Beckworth, who's an advisor for the Browns, I guess. Johnny knows there are areas in which he needs to improve in order to be a better family member, friend, and teammate, and he thought the offseason was the right time to take this step. No, you should totally do a week two, Johnny. Go to rehab week two, buddy.
You know, let's not knock the guy. He's taken a step that the NFL has not forced him into. The Browns haven't forced him into. He made this decision on his own. I think that's to be
commended. He deserves some credit for that. But I think at the same time, at least if I'm a Browns fan, this is not a good sign.
It's not a good
sign. This is a guy you traded back into the first round to get. He's plagued with a ton of attention on him at all times. You have guys in your own locker room that are talking about anonymously to reporters saying that it was a complete joke for his rookie season. He didn't even know the playbook. Like those, and then now he's voluntarily, which, hey, kudos to him, man. That's awesome. That takes a big person to do that, especially when you are hands down the most criticized athlete right now, other than like LeBron, I would say.
Yeah.
And you take the time at your own risk to check yourself in. It definitely shows you're willing to get help. At least I hope this was his own decision. But at the same time, I'm definitely not like, oh my God, I'm an amazing, excited Browns fan. But hey, I hope it gets better for Johnny.
Yeah, and there's two different things to look at with this. You know, one thing, I mean, I don't think rehab's going to make him a better quarterback.
No,
I don't think he has a future in the league, just because I just don't think he's that talented.
Yeah.
But also the other thing is, you know, let's just hope he's okay.
Absolutely. So the best for Johnny. We are going to move on to some other great. I mean, Johnny Football was obviously an incredible college athlete.
Yeah.
Another current college athlete that's here right in Columbus, D'Angelo Russell.
D-Russ.
He just won Big Ten Freshman of the Week. He's now on the Naismith Player of the Year watch list, I believe, and he's actually catapulted Ohio State back into the top 25 at the 20th spot with three straight Big Ten wins. They beat Maryland 80-56, thanks to D'Angelo Russell. He had 18 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists, and he didn't commit a turnover in what was his third double-double of the season against Maryland. That's huge. He currently leads the country in points per game for true freshmen at 19.4 points a game.
Yeah, and this is a kid who's going to come out of Ohio State and actually with real pro potential. And I'm not a huge college basketball observer. I love March Madness. I think March Madness is one of the greatest sports.
And we're going to definitely kick back into more college basketball now that the NFL's over. This is really what we're looking forward to for the next month.
We will, but I just can't get into it at the beginning of the season. But D'Angelo Russell.
At the end.
Well, I know. That's why I got to get into
it.
But D'Angelo Russell, he'll be playing NBA ball next year for our team.
Most likely, he'll probably be starting. His draft stock is very similar. I think only March Madness, if they can make a run even in the Sweet 16, it's going to be very similar, eerily similar to Mike Conley.
Yeah.
And how his draft stock just catapulted during March Madness. So, and we'll start following it a little more and obviously give you a preview going forward for March because it's coming up. And only in a couple weeks, we're going to be talking about making brackets.
Yeah, did you it'll be exciting. But did you watch anything else this weekend that maybe piqued your interest in sports?
I caught on to the Cavs a little bit.
Cavs have looked good.
Obviously watched Kyrie last week drop 55.
He dropped 55. He's been playing phenomenally. I think they're at what, 11 straight now?
They're at 11 straight wins right now.
They beat
the Sixers last night, which isn't the biggest feat in the world.
People will be watching this on Friday, so we'll just call it 13 straight wins.
We'll probably do that. We'll probably be around 13 straight wins
when you watch
Kyrie has been killing. He led the Cavs in all scores last night with 24 points. And he's just been killing it. He's actually, I believe I read in a report that he's going to be in the three-point contest for the All-Star weekend, which will be awesome to see.
There'll be a lot of good stuff there that weekend. I know something I had my eye on this weekend was Anderson Silva of UFC fame.
I did see that.
The legend came back and got a victory against one of my least favorite fighters in Nick Diaz. That's also congratulations to Anderson for that because that leg break, I mean, everyone saw it. It was pretty gruesome.
That was very gruesome. So he's back, and that's awesome because he's probably the greatest.
He's the greatest of all time. He's not the best right now, but he's the greatest of all time.
He definitely was, for sure, which is huge. Yeah. But the Cavs are definitely doing well. The Hawks streak was snapped last night by the Pelicans.
Go.
Anthony Davis.
Phenomenal.
I can't believe, honestly, his success. I was watching some of the highlights, and I was even listening to some of the analysts break it down. I mean, he is able at 6'11 to guard point guards. in this league.
He can do it all.
Just because of his lateral quickness. I didn't know this, but he was actually a point guard slash two guard in high school, and then he shot up like 10 inches with a huge growth spurt to where he had to adjust his center. So that lateral quickness that he had, and as well as just abilities.
Ball handling skills, everything. And I think we are looking at someone who's going to probably be one of the greatest big men to ever play the game once all is said and done. And that's exciting, especially with, you know, big men like Dirk Nowitzki and Tim Duncan kind of on their way out.
Yeah.
Someone else to get excited about for those low post players. Because I have an affinity for low post players.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's going to be really exciting to see. I'm excited for All-Star Weekend as well as basketball. Now basketball is in full swing, which is awesome. Yeah.
Bye-bye football.
But that's the sports segment for this week from the Basic Bros. We're actually going to move on to the brighter side of news. I know we started off with a downer today with the crime beat.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about some fun stuff. Coming up next.
Let's do it.
News.
On the bright side.
Should we make a song for that?
I don't know. Maybe like a little jingle, or maybe it's just us just awkwardly like moaning into the mic. I don't know.
Moaning into the, that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah. Bright side of news. Yeah.
No. I want that as my ringtone, personally. Oh, okay. Ross, will you make my ringtones?
I will. I can. I'm actually. Pretty sick skills with that type of stuff.
Pretty sick skills with that kind of stuff. Well, we're going to move on to the brighter side of news.
Brighter side of news.
Former Massachusetts governor and former...
Friend of mine.
Friend of yours.
No, I'm kidding. Not really.
presidential nominee Mitt Romney.
Old Mitt.
Who ran in 2012 and lost to Barack
Obama. In 2008 and lost in the primaries.
He's just kind of had a losing record. He's kind of like Michigan.
Yeah.
He has announced that he will not run in 2016. This is some news that came out over the weekend. And by Friday, this will probably be obviously died down, and we'll be talking about who the new candidates are. But I know you wanted to touch on it.
Yeah. Mitt Romney coming out and saying he's not going to run. Huge for the Republican Party. Because I think they need a new direction. I think they
One Direction. Yeah,
maybe that's the new direction is One Direction.
Well, I'll tell you what, musicians are definitely playing a big role in politics, but we'll get there in a second.
We will talk about that here in a second. But it raises a question: who's going to come out of the Republican side of things? Now, on the Democratic side,
you let me know.
It's been Hillary Clinton. You know, she's big. It's Madoff, I think it's some.
Isn't Hillary a Democrat?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Democrats. Oh. Yeah, she is a Democrat. You got it, man. You nailed it. But no,
I thought we were talking about Republican nominees.
I'm getting there. I'm just trying to say.
I'm so lost.
I'm just trying to say that the Democrats.
Because I know a couple concrete foundation, like building blocks things, of politics. You know, and when you start to question those or put those in jeopardy for me, I get a little
I understand. I understand.
We're good. We're good.
But like, it's kind of decided. Everyone's like, "Oh, Hillary, she's gonna be the Democratic nominee," even though she's old, and I don't even think she'd like make it to the office because running an election is tough. Jeez, it's tough.
Wow.
No, I'm not joking.
About John McCain, though, too.
Have you seen these people?
But McCain's still kicking. He's out there.
He is. Well, him and Chuck Norris hanging out. But on the Republican side of things, you know, it kind of opens up like who's gonna come out? Who's gonna be the star from the Republican side of things? I actually, watching this guide of presidents, which we talked about a little bit earlier, I realized we really need a great leader who doesn't care about being a Republican or a Democrat. That's what I've noticed. You know, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, James Monroe, who I figured out was an awesome leader, Teddy Roosevelt, all these people, they didn't really concern themselves with their parties too much. They were just like, hey, why don't we just do what's best for America? And that's what I think America needs right now. I think we always have, you know, a Democrat and a Republican. Well, just because they're a Democrat, just because they're a Republican doesn't make them the best. So,
you sound like Will McAvoy on Newsnight right now.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Thank you. I love that
Will
show.
Will McAvoy is my hero.
If Will McAvoy told me to vote for someone, I would 100% believe him.
Yeah, and
I'd be like, yes, I agree with you.
It's funny because when I decide who I'm voting for, I actually just like to think of who will my dad vote for.
And then vote for the opposite?
And then vote for the same.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, say I voted for Obama. Everyone would be like, oh, you voted for Obama and you went against what your dad said. That's great and everything. It's not great because I'm the one who gets a text message every day like, so how about that hope and change? And, like, just really, like, my dad will talk to me so much if I vote against whoever he's voting for. But I think this election I actually go my own way. I'm actually a fan of Rand.
I kind of want to do of who?
Rand Paul. That's my guy right now. He's
it's your guy.
He's a Republican, but he's really kind of a libertarian, where I find myself more along the lines. And I think that's what this country needs. We need someone to kind of take a fresh look at the
I'll be honest with you. I really need to educate myself on this stuff.
Yeah. What do you want to know? Is there anything I can inform you on?
We'll talk about this off the air, because I don't want to show how stupid I am on air.
Yeah, but I will tell
you. How ignorant of a voter I am.
I will tell you someone else I'm liking right now. Who? From either Republicans is our own Ohio governor, John Kasich.
Yeah, I've heard he's been gaining some steam.
You know why I like John Kasich? He gives zero Fs. I won't say the word out of respect to my mother. He gives zero Fs.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Ross's mom.
He just looks at the situation, and he's like, all right, let's just do what's best. And that's what he's doing well. And there's a lot of people out there, like, you know, the teacher unions and all that stuff, blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. They complain about it, but dude's created jobs. He's made Ohio successful. He's brought Ohio kind of out of the grips of a depression.
We have a casino.
We have a casino. So that's exciting. That's all he did. We have a casino. I don't even know if that was him.
It wasn't, probably.
I don't think it was him. But
it has to be like the Cherokees or somebody, right? Usually?
No, the government passed that into a law that we'd have 5 casinos.
I went to the casino.
And how'd you like that?
I lost $15 in slots.
$15 going to the man.
Going to the man, but I got a ton of free root beer.
That's tight.
It was one of the better afternoons I've had in a while. You see a lot of interesting characters at the casino. But needless to say, we will be talking a lot more about politics, especially this. It's always exciting. I'm honest. I'm an arrogant voter in that regard. I'm not as educated as I should be, and that's something I plan on improving for the next election.
Arrogant or ignorant?
Both.
Okay.
just checking. just checking. I said ignorant before, and then I made sure to put in arrogant because I feel I'm both. And
I go into that voting booth, and I'm like, yeah, I'm about to vote.
Yeah.
I got this.
But something to improve on, because elections are fun, right? It's a huge time where you get to watch people bicker and fight.
And the whole country is divided. It's a great time for
America.
It
really is. It really is. Awesome. And then at the end of the day, someone wins the popularity contest. They light up the color of the Empire State Building for that Democratic Party, and we keep living our lives.
And everyone forgets about the other candidate.
Yeah, exactly.
No one even cares about them.
Exactly.
The funny thing is, though, I'm waiting to see what the big bumper sticker, because last election it was No Obama. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, it is pretty creative.
And then, like, the other one was, like, Mitt hates women or something like that. But
probably.
I'm excited to see those, like, little cheesy things that come out.
There's going to be a ton. It's going to be exciting. And we'll definitely follow it and keep you informed, or at least keep me informed, because God knows I need it.
And I need to get more informed as well. So
we're going to do it together.
We'll do this together with our viewers, the Basic Bros at home.
With you guys at home.
It's for you and you and you and you.
Hashtag politics rule. Moving on, though, to something that moving on to something that doesn't rule, or at least I guess it would be kind of fun if you lived in Boston right now. Yeah. You just won the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl.
Stupid Bowl.
Stupid Bowl.
Just won the Stupid Bowl.
Stupid Bowl. And as well as you're going to go home, or at least the Patriots are, to a blizzard.
A blizzard.
It already is blizzard. I heard last night on the news they have gotten 34 inches of snow already. Due to Winter Storm Linus. Where do they get these names? The only Linus I know, isn't it from the Peanuts? Or like Charlie Brown?
Yeah, there's got to be another Linus out there. I don't know. Probably. If your name's Linus, tweet at us.
Tweet us, please. I'm the real Linus.
We want to be friends with you.
Because we want to just know what it's like.
We want to know what it's like to be a winter storm.
but apparently they're going to accumulate another foot of snow on top of that 34 inches. And the news clip that they have wasn't like salt trucks trying to manage the snow. It was a bulldozer, like putting snow, and it was riding up this huge cliff of snow, and it was adding more, and it just kept tumbling down. And I'm sitting there thinking, if my name's like Bob, I'm that construction worker in that bulldozer thinking, what have I done wrong with
my life?
Are
you Bob the Builder?
I was only hoping you would make that reference.
Bob the Builder. Yeah. I got what you were going with that. I know where you're going.
But they've got a huge shiny trophy. Robert Kraft's going to come back with his god-awful Super Bowl ring cufflinks.
Which is probably made out of the snow.
Did you see those?
I no.
He had cufflinks that, correct me if I'm wrong, we'll have to fact check, but I'm almost positive they were some of his former Super Bowl rings made into cufflinks. I thought it looked tacky. I thought it was awful.
Did Vladimir Putin send them to him?
That's awful.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Terrible.
That's there's nothing that Vladimir Putin does that I support or like, but him stealing the
What if he watched our podcast?
I would still be like Mr. Putin. Tear down Mr. Putin. Walls.
You would address him as Mr. Putin.
Actually, I'd call him Vlad.
I think we're on that casual level. Like, you know? Vlad.
I think now I'm kind of a fan of the fact they stole Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring. I think that's a sweet move.
Wait, they did what?
You didn't know about this?
No. Oh, tell me more.
Robert Kraft and Vladimir Putin met, and Kraft was wearing one of his Super Bowl rings, and Putin kind of like looked at it, put it in his pocket, and walked away. And the KGB was like, "It's about right. Like, that's it. That's done. It's over."
He can't get it back?
No, and this was years ago, too, when this happened. And he kind of came out a couple, like, maybe a year and a half ago, and said, like, yeah, that kind of happened, and Vladimir Putin just has my Super Bowl ring. Vladimir Putin power moved Robert Kraft.
That's a baller move.
That's, like, there's not many people who could power move Robert Kraft. But
I just don't understand. Well, hold on. Let's get back to the basics here. Why in the hell were Robert Kraft and Vladimir Putin meeting?
Kraft mac and cheese. I don't know. That's the best
like,
I got.
Why?
That's
like, I the get best it. I get have. Why the Patriots, like, let's say they win the Super Bowl, they go to the White House, as everyone does, which I believe the Galaxy were at the White House the other day, the Los Angeles Galaxy, for winning the MLS Cup this year.
Nice,
which is really cool. They got to meet Barack Obama. They give him a jersey with his name
Ohio
on
State
it.
Ohio State will go.
Exactly. Ohio State will go, which
the
will
Seahawks.
Be awesome.
Went last year.
Awkward. The Patriots will go, but I just don't understand. Like, what? All the Patriots are like, oh yeah, we won. We won the Super Bowl. We're going to Russia to meet Vladimir Putin.
I don't think that's how it worked out. I think they just like happened to run into each other. Yeah. I don't know.
Robert Kraft goes into McD's to get a Big Mac, and there's Vladimir and the KGB just macking on some Big Macs. Like, what?
No.
I need details. I need to know the premise. I needed someone to set the scene for me on this.
Maybe we'll get back to that in a couple weeks. We'll circle back and just talk about Vladimir
Putin. I need to know the details of this.
Vladimir Putin just holding on to one of the Super Bowl rings. And if I was him, like, I would wear it at the most ridiculous times. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go gardening.
Gardening?
World champ. Like, it would be great.
Jesus. We'll have to learn more about that. Just as we're going to actually have to learn more in our upcoming segment with 2 Minutes of Technology with Tyler the Intern.
I'm excited.
Which I know everyone looks forward to.
Yeah, everybody does. It looks like a favorite of the viewers. Let's bring on Tyler.
We're going to bring on Tyler right now.
Ross. How now, brown cow?
Awesome. Whoa. Hey, we're here with Tyler, our intern, to inform us and educate us all about some technology. So
within the parameters of 2 minutes.
Within the parameters of 2 minutes. And if you go over it, you will be hazed.
We can't do that. Legally, we can't do that.
Yeah. You will be in timeout.
Yeah. Okay. Timeout.
Two minutes starts with Tyler. 2 minutes starts now.
Okay. Today we are talking about wireless electricity. This was announced at CES recently by a company called...
Question. What is CES?
Consumer Electronics Show.
Another question. Are we talking about electricity with no wires?
Yes. Wireless electricity.
Awesome. Just wanted to confirm for the viewers.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Question. Does wireless have like a hyphen or a dash in the middle of it, or is it all one word?
All one word.
It's all one word.
It's wireless.
I think I knew it too. I just wanted to ask.
Oh, okay. Cool. So tell us more.
It's a company called Y-tricity.
Y-tricity?
Do they have a dash or a hyphen?
No.
Okay. Question. Is it like... Y-tricity? Or is it like
just
Y-tricity?
The letter
like Wi-Fi.
So like Y.
Oh, so
W-I. Yeah. So it almost could be misinterpreted as Wee-tricity.
Wee-tricity.
No, you don't say Wee-fi. Totally.
A lot of people do. And as well as the Wii made by Nintendo, which is awesome.
But that has two eyes.
But at the same time.
We're getting off topic.
Oh, yeah.
Wee-tricity. Tell us
Wee-tricity,
more.
Wee-tricity, yeah.
It's like a router. It's oversized.
Or a router.
Roto-router? They're good.
No.
Okay.
it puts out magnetic resonance signals that are picked up by the device within around 20 to 30 feet, and it powers and charges your devices. It's not small enough to fit in like cell phones yet, but the guy was demoing it with a case on a cell phone walking around the room, and it was charging.
Wow. So like I could just be here hanging out with Jordan talking,
and my
to
phone
you.
Is charging
my
without
charging
plugging
right
in.
Yeah.
That's magic.
Question, how big is said case?
It was pretty big.
It was large.
But within the next couple years, it'll be small enough to fit in devices.
Another question. Do you think I could purchase something like this at Diagon Alley?
Maybe.
Did you ever think about the fact that Diagon Alley sounds like diagonally?
I think that's the idea.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
We need to have JK rolling on here, honestly.
Oh,
that's
a good question.
I can't answer that question. Do you think she's rocking wireless electricity right now?
She might be.
How much does wireless electricity cost?
Do you still have
to pay your electricity
bill? Did they mention any time that they're going to release this? How much it's going to cost?
Next couple years.
Time's up.
Now we don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Stay tuned, I guess.
Wireless electricity. It's sweeping the nation.
It's taking over. It's taking
we
over.
Made it.
That is your 2 minutes of technology with Tyler the intern.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank
we
you, Tyler. I actually
you
do feel a little educated after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, actually, that was really good. We actually learned something for once.
I still don't know who invented corduroy pants, though, so I'm still kind of upset.
It has nothing to do with Rupert technology. Corduroy. It's,
corduroy.
It's, what? It's, can we fact check that?
No.
We could.
All right.
Cut it.
We're out. We're done. We broke Jordan.
Who the fuck is Rupert Corduroy?
Oh, no. It's a make-believe guy who made him corduroy pants. I like him.
How now, brown cow? Nailed it.
It's favorite time. Well, hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. That wraps it up for us. Bon voyage. I like that. I like bon voyage to our viewers.
Because as you go throughout your week without your basic bros, it is an adventure, I would say.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you want to get more of us, you can go to our Twitter @basic_bros.
Absolutely.
You could look us up on YouTube.
On the Tube of You.
Basic Bros Podcast. Like, comment videos.
Subscribe. Please comment on those videos. Let us know what you want us to do differently, things you want us to talk about, faces you want Ross to make, things that we can haze and do to Tyler.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Anything. Just chat with us. Be our friends.
Please. I need friends.
We also have a Basic Bros Facebook page.
That we do.
If you could go ahead and give that the old thumbs up. The digital thumbs up. That'd
Please.
Be wonderful.
Absolutely. So we'll see you next week with a special Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. It's about to get romantic up on the Basic Bros Cast.
Hey, girl.
Set. Not cast. All right.
Let's get out of here.
Later.
Have a good night, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah. Prime location.
With somebody who loves me.
Jay Herbert give you today's words and Ross White to keep you locked on that station. You're probably waiting for this all your life. This manhood's very own Swiss Army knife. Tyler and Tobin know the place to go. Stick with the face, you know it's the basic bros.